Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, March 28th. First, I want to wish everybody a happy Easter. Hope you enjoy the long weekend. Markets reopen on Monday. Grains closed mixed with May corn up 15 and a quarter cents at 442. High there at 448. May wheat up 12 and three quarter cents at 560 and a quarter. 568 and a half was high. May beans down a penny, 1191 and a half. High there of 1199 and a half. The meal was down $1.30. Oil was up 28 ticks. The reports came out bullish on the corn. The corn acres was only 90 million, 2 million under what they were looking for. The beans came in at 86.5, about 200,000 acres over what they were looking for. Wheat came in at 47.5, which was about 150,000 under what they were looking for. The winter wheat was down about a million acres. Spring wheat was up, and durum wheat was up. The interesting, the November beans, despite the higher acres, closed higher here today. November beans were up 2 3/4 cents at 1186 and a quarter. The stocks numbers came out friendly on the corn as well. 8.347 billion bushels. That was 92 million less than what they were looking for. The beans came in at 1845, 13 million more than what they were looking for. And the wheat, 1087, which was 34 million more than what they were looking for. But the acreage numbers were really what guys were, I guess, focusing on here today. Funds covered, you know, a fair amount of corn and wheat. I was a little disappointed that the corn couldn't close over 446. As I said, we traded as high as 448. But, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. You know, this was the first good day of fun covering out here. And hopefully we'll see a second day on Monday to get us over that 446. I'd like to start off the month on the strong side. The wheat closed over 555, which I thought was good. But it was still a good 8 cents off the highs. So a little bit of disappointment there. The beans couldn't hold higher prices. But, you know, the beans were really the weak one, with the stocks up and the acres a little bit higher. But overall, I thought the market didn't act all that bad out here. At least it wasn't an incredibly bearish report that could have sent prices, you know, beans down 60, 80 cents to their lows, corn down 30 cents to its lows. So we avoided that here today. I think that's positive. And if I were the funds, you know, the charts are starting to look better here on the May corn chart. This was the highest close since February 13th, so that's a big improvement there. We closed over the 10, the 20, and 50-day moving averages, so that's helpful. I would have liked to have seen us close over 446, didn't quite do that. If we do that on Monday, I think we'll see some higher prices out here. We did take advantage of the rally today. We sold some more old crop corn at 445. And we sold some new crop corn at 479. So again, it wasn't all that bad. I don't think these corn numbers will hold. I can't imagine that they're down 2 million, down 4.5 million from last year, not with this weather being as good as it is out here. So we'll have to see. But overall, I think that we can certainly move higher with the funds short as much as they are. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great Easter.